It was very exciting. We enter a lot of con like we're on Reverb Nation and like SonicBid and stuff, and so we're like constantly submitting our stuff and then forgetting that we submitted. You just submit to what you can or what you can afford, because a lot of these things have like a submission costs and stuff. But you just do it and then forget about it until or unless somebody contacts you. So this was one of the cool things. The indie music channel was fairly new, and I read about it through Reverb Nation, and so you had to like submit to even get on the channel. And then I posted some songs and ended up yeah, we ended up submitting to the contest, and I was like really shocked. I was working at the time, and in the middle of the day I get this weird like Los Angeles phone number. I'm like, what the heck is that, a bill collector or whatever? So I just let it go, and then on my lunch break I checked my message, and I found out that we were nominated on all three songs that we submitted, and I was like, wow. So I guess nobody found out. It's just like it's like a mini it was felt like a mini like Grammys or something. They put together this really cool party, and nobody knew if they won ahead of time. You just all went, we all went to LA. We're like really excited and waiting for the announcement to see who won in each category, and we were just like shocked and super stoked that we ended up winning in all three categories. I don't know, Blaine, you wanna add anything?
It was a cool time. It was definitely you never know, you never think it's really difficult to do an acceptance speech, which even at this level, you're like, this is cool. But they had it like they were streaming it live, I believe, on the internet, right, Sarah?
Yeah.
They were
Yep, they
doing
were.
so it's like you go over there and I swear it's like you just fall all over your words. You're just like,
Yeah.
yeah, the stage trophy, thank you. Mom, dad, bye. You're just like, what did I
I'm
just
pretty
say, and
sure.
how fast was that?
And I think you offered on the host's behalf to buy everybody in that room a round of drinks.
Yeah, I have a tendency to obligate other people to buy other people things. I personally
Which
won't be able
didn't
to do that.
happen,
I it
but
didn't, you know, you think, yeah, you think that they would
it
do that,
shouldn't
but
have, I guess, but
yeah.
so they streamed it, and the stream was totally worked, no problems. And so our friends back home in Maryland were able to watch the whole thing, which was really cool. They had like the red carpet and all that stuff going on. It was a pretty sweet experience. We kind of felt special.